All right, and welcome back to a very special episode of Person of Interest with me, Natalie Jones. What is going on, my freak beautiful people? If you like the podcast, like, subscribe, do all the things. Today, we are celebrating Joey Chestnut. Yes, I'm talking about the hot dog eating champion of the world, 14 times over. This is 2021. He just won this past 4th of July, 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Let's talk to the man and find out why he did this. I got to meet him at the Kroger on the Right Eatery here in downtown Cincinnati. I did this interview in an office of somebody on my cell phone. Here is what happened with me and Joey Chestnut. He's a pretty funny guy, y'all. Oh, my God. I love his pump-up song, Answer. Check it out. Love you. So, Joey Chestnut, the hot dog eating champion of the world. Wait, so where are you from originally again?
Oh, San Jose, California, but I recently moved to Indiana.
Welcome to the Midwest, babe.
I know, America's heartland.
Right? Well, we really like to eat food here.
Yeah, usually during, like, the beginning part of the year, I try to lose weight, and it did not happen this year.
Really? I mean, welcome to the club. I know. I was living in California also before I moved home, and it's just what happens. You expand your hips when you get here.
It's like, well, it's that weird hospitality. People gather and they eat, and they're not eating salads.
No, not at all. Well, because we're like full hearts, full bellies. You know what I mean?
And everybody drinks beer.
Oh yeah, that's what we do here.
I'm all right with it. I'm not a big wine guy, but the beer goes down easy.
Well, we have delicious beer here as well, so you're in luck here in the Midwest.
Oh yeah, I'm all around, I'm a lucky guy, whether it's my job or whether it's the people who meet me. Or like you, you get to meet awesome people.
Okay, so tell me, I want to know the basics. Why did Joey Chestnut get into competitive eating?
It was not my idea at all.
I
was doing everything right growing up. I was getting my engineering degree, and I had my little brother sign me up to my first contest.
Wait, how old were you?
I was 21, and I thought the whole thing was ridiculous, but my little brother signed me up.
Wait, why did he sign you up? He must have had reasoning for signing you up.
I was the biggest eater in the family, and it was without a doubt.
You belong in the Midwest.
Everybody knew in the family that I was the biggest eater, and I was always holding back. And it was the weirdest feeling. Like, when I got on stage, I was like, oh, my God, they're encouraging me to eat, and I don't have to hold back. I remember, when I was growing up, my mom would get mad at me for eating too quickly and taking more than my share of food.
Yeah.
And it was like, now I get to, nobody's going to yell at me for eating too much. And, I absolutely, it was like I had that weird aha moment. And
yeah.
I never had that in my life. Like, I was made for this. And I fell in love with it.
You know what? I had a very similar aha moment to that on stage, but it had nothing to do with eating, but just being on stage as well. So I understand what you're going through in that.
Yeah, and it was, and it's weird because I didn't grow up wanting to be any kind of on stage. I'm actually really shy. So, but when I got on stage and people were encouraging me to eat, and I was beating the heck out of my competitors, and I was just letting loose.
Okay, so you're telling me that Joey Chestnut, who wins these, you win on the contest, you're just being you. Like, do you go through any tactical training?
Yeah, so the beginning of the contest is me being me, but then after minute five, my body, anybody's body when they're pushing that hard starts to say no, and I'm like, yes. I find ways to make my body cooperate, ignore certain feelings, and raise the bar.
Okay, so I feel like you don't answer this question in detail, and if you don't want to, I understand. But I have not seen it yet. How do you deal with the repercussions of putting so many things in your body? Like, you just won the National Hot Dog Eating Contest again this past year because you had 76 this year. 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes, and last year was 75. So, what happens afterwards? And do we want to know, honestly?
You don't want pictures, but no, it's kind of natural, kind of not natural. Like I go into the contest absolutely empty, and I go in empty and loose. I do it like a cleanse beforehand, so it makes it super easy to digest the food, and I'm also really empty. So there's I can suck in my stomach and say, oh, there's space in there for 70 some odd hot dogs, and so I'm psychologically can accept it. And afterwards, it's kind of everybody can kind of relate to that Thanksgiving hangover, the lethargic, you're bloated, And it's like that times 10 because I'm eating in the sun. I'm sweaty. The meat sweats are coming out. Like,
ew, so gross.
I feel gross. And I, like, after the contest, I have to do interviews, and I just want to go to sleep. And it's like I'm drunk on food.
Yeah.
Like, not that I've given weird interviews already, but, like, afterwards, my interviews make no sense.
And, oh, man. Oh, Loopy, I would love to see you after that. Okay, so do you eat hot dogs when – okay, because you do a lot of food competitions, but let's talk about – it is National Hot Dog Day today. You got to get yourselves a Nathan's Frank any time of day, people. They're the best, I honestly say. Do you eat hot dogs when you're not eating them for competition?
Of course, yeah. I love hot dogs.
Okay.
Well, it's like a runner, even after they look like they're going to die after a marathon, they still like running.
Not true. Okay. Okay. So, what do you put in your hot dog? Ketchup, mustard.
Usually, if I'm at a baseball game, it's mustard, and if I can get raw onions, definitely raw onions.
Raw. Raw onions?
I love raw onions. Oh
my God. Me too, but never had them on a hot dog.
I love them on a hot dog, and yeah, but if I'm at a picnic and there's lots of toppings, I'll put anything on there. I'm not one of those really crazy purists. So sometimes I'll put ketchup
no
on.
No mayo?
Sometimes I'll put the Tijuana street dog with bacon, jalapenos, mayo. Those are great.
Okay, so is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, a hot dog's a hot dog. If you start calling a hot dog a sandwich, you have to call everything a sandwich. And it's like, it's part of then you'd end up calling a taco a sandwich. We can't just have everything fall under that.
That's an excellent point.
That boring sandwich. I mean, not that there's nothing wrong with sandwiches. I love a good corned beef sandwich or pastrami. But, hot dog is a hot dog.
Okay. So tell me a time when you started getting into competitive eating and you were 21, you know, that was a couple years ago. So how long have you been doing this? And, well, wait, I don't want to know. Over the years, what was the hardest competition you did? And then how did you persevere through?
Oh, man. I've been doing it a while, like 16 years. So, yeah, I'm getting up there. But as far as hardest, you know, I've had real jobs. Like, I used to work construction management where I argued over money and for other people. And that was hard. It's hard, but I mean, these contests are fun. I really have a good time, even though it looks like I'm in pain.
It doesn't look like you're in pain. It looks like you are aggressively smashing these hot dogs. It's honestly, it's kind of hard for me to watch sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It's not pretty. There's an intensity to it. And it's like I go into it like knowing this is going to be uncomfortable and I'm kind of angry. I'm excited. I'm amped up. But I love it. There's been some weird contests. Like I did a brain taco eating contest.
A brain taco eating contest, like cow brains?
Exactly.
Yeah, I've had it before. Not my cup of tea.
Say so. Yeah, so I had to go to the Mexican market and learn how to cook it. And so I went to this zombie pub crawl in Minneapolis. And, dude, and they made them look like brains. They didn't even try to, like, cook them. And it was rough. I just had to close my eyes.
Is it a mental game?
Yeah, find my happy place and then just kind of look at the guy next to me. I couldn't even look at my own tacos because they were so bad looking. And, like, they were, like, veiny and... And they're gross.
Ah, so, okay.
but yeah, so as far as triumphing, and just working through the feelings, that must have been that was definitely the time, and I ended up winning by one.
One?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still brought out a dub. Yeah, hello.
Got the win.
Okay, so is there anything in the world that you won't eat?
If it's not on a menu, if you can't get it on a menu, I probably won't do it. It's just because.
So you're telling me you're like kind of a picky eater?
No. If it's on a menu, I like to eat good food in contests. Okay. Like I'm not going to eat like just mayonnaise or butter.
Oh, I know, but hold on. No, I mean like in life, on your day to day, is there anything you don't?
Oh, I eat pretty much everything. I don't like, you know, as far as I like salads, but I hate that spring mix salad. It's like
it kind of tastes dirty.
It's just like it's like not real. It's not real lettuce. There's no real crunch to it. It doesn't want to stay on my fork. And
let me give you.
It makes me mad.
All right, well, let me give you some tips on that. Anytime I eat lettuce, I use my hands and then I dip it. So, like, don't ever eat. This is the thing with salads. Don't eat them with a fork and knife. No. You got to eat it with your hands, or else you can't get anything on your fork, and then you get pissed, and then you're just like,
"This is spinning your wheels." Yeah.
Exactly. So you got to just use your hands and get a big, hearty handful, and you can make a perfect bite every time. Get you one raw onion, get you one half of a tomato, get you a little piece of egg or whatever. Then you dip it in whatever dipping, you know, whatever sauce you want.
I agree. Romaine lettuce, iceberg, those are the right ones. Yeah. Although I do love a wedge, and that's the sandwich you eat with a fork and a knife.
Ah, true. You can't eat that with your hands.
It'd be pretty awesome, actually. I would love to see somebody in a restaurant pick up the wedge.
I mean, I guess you could do it. You know what? When I go to steakhouses, I like to get the pork chop, not the lamb chops, because you can eat them. It's like customary to pick up the bone. You're just like eating it off the bone, you know?
I wish I lived in your family. That was my mom wouldn't let me do that.
Welcome to the Midwest, man. We got hearty eaters in our family.
My mom would have yelled at me.
Oh my God. Okay, so wait. So what kind of food did your mom make growing up?
Oh, she made all the normal stuff: the spaghetti, meatballs, the lasagna. We're Italian and just goofy. but she made good food. Her fried chicken was pretty legit.
Really?
Yeah. And even her chicken parm was great. Yeah, so I miss her cooking quite a bit.
Oh, really? You got to get you some Raising Cane's while you're out here. Have you been to Raising Cane's since you've been here?
I haven't.
Is that, what?
Is it local? Or?
Yes. No, Raising Cane's, they have 450 locations over 27 states in America, and they're actually international, but they are amazing. We should get you in a chicken tender eating contest.
It's on.
They're amazing. The best thing about Raising Cane's is that it doesn't taste like fast food. They do have drive-thrus. They are convenience, but it's home-cooked meals for you every single time. Just saying.
Okay.
All right, now let me check here, see what these other questions are, because I forget them off the top of my head. Is it a new belt each time?
In the beginning, it wasn't, but they started like taking pride in putting the year on it. So like the last 10 years, they've given a new belt.
And how many of those do you have now?
I'm a 14 times champion.
Oh my God, my dude!
But I lost a couple belts along the way. I do like to party, and I'm still expecting to see them turn up on eBay.
Wait, what? Are you kidding me? You've like gone out and then lost your freaking hot dog eating championship belt?
I'm only one person. Like, the Stanley Cup has been lost several times. And
entire team.
Yeah, and that's a whole entire team looking after. So it's not that unreasonable that I lost 2 out of the 14.
Oh, we definitely got to hang out, though. We are the same people. You would love my brother. Okay, here we go. Oh, my God. People are very excited. And this is one. What's one thing that you would not competitively eat?
Oh, my God. Anything weird. Butter. I wouldn't do that in contests. Mayonnaise. And it's weird. People like it. Some people love it. And I'm like,
are there
no.
like butter eating competitions?
There's like a Guinness World Record for butter. And people are like, oh, break the record. It's like, no, I do not want that record.
Okay. Well, speaking of that record and that whole and your whole community, is there a competitive eating, like competitors, whole world that us civvies don't understand?
Oh yeah, we're kind of like a fraternity, and we're frenemies also because.
Yeah, I understand that.
We relate what each other's feeling like after the contest. We know like when somebody's feeling like garbage.
Yeah, but also, don't you think, like, in a competitive nature of any biz, that's good to be frenemies? Like, you guys all push each other, but yet you're all supporting each other at the same time.
Yeah, we support each other, but we also, like, day of the contest, like before the contest, we're elbowing each other. I mean, we're not being overly nice, and it's good that we know what each other's going through. But we're out there, we're pushing each other to their limit. Like, I have like, oh, I want to beat this guy. It's really bad. I want to make him hurt. And he wants to do the same thing to me.
Oh. So what is the guy's name? I hate to say it. You know the guy who wears, the Asian man who wears like the Speedo when he does it, the little guy? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Speedo?
Does he like wear a Speedo? I'm picturing the guy in a Speedo.
Recently or?
In the past 10 years, I'd say.
Oh, there's, I don't.
Okay, well then.
But the really good Asian guy that Kobayashi from Japan.
Yes,
he was the one that made me work.
Yeah,
he's
the only other guy who's comparable to you.
Dude, he was the boss when I started. He was like, he was like 6-time champion,
yeah.
And I had to dethrone him. God. And
well, how good did that feel?
There's nothing better. it was like my whole life. Everybody grows up being you try something. Everybody says, oh, you can do that if you really work hard. And when I started doing the eating contest, all the eaters were like, no, you can't beat him. Nobody can beat him. Mm-hmm. He thinks he told everybody that he was special. And so that was like the only time that in life that I was like, oh, I actually did something that people told me I couldn't do.
Okay, so give us a brief synopsis of what it's like. Training is like, how do you train your bod for these competitions?
It's gnarly. I figured out. So I get into a cycle where I do a practice contest, and before a practice, I do a cleanse, where it's pretty much the Hollywood cleanse, where it's lemon juice and water.
I'm on that right now, actually.
Oh, did you drink your saline your salt water?
I did this morning. I'm on day three.
Yeah, so that helps you. I do almost a 2 day little cleanse, mm-hmm. and get nice and empty. And I'm loose and empty going into every contest or every practice. And then I do a practice, full-on practice, and then I recover. As soon as I can start eating, even if I'm not hungry, I'm eating greens, lettuce, mm-hmm. cucumber. And then and I eat one day normal, then I go back into a cleanse. And I do another practice. And every practice, I try to push a little bit farther. And I videotape. And during the week, I'm in between practices, I'm doing weird exercises on my throat and my jaws. Because these little muscles need to get stronger and we'll be able to move a ridiculous amount of food.
There's so many jokes I want to make within that.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to, like, what are some throating exercises that you're doing for this?
Oh, my God. So I have a weird mouthpiece, that like a chew toy, where I count how many bites I can do. And then and I have this weird swallow.
Like a Kong? Okay.
Yeah, like a Kong, pretty much. And I actually bit through one of them. I had to get a new one. And what else?
Wait, hold on. So what's the swallowing one?
Oh, there's one where I lean back on a weight bench and I dip my head all the way back. And then I gulp air as I'm lifting up my neck. And I'm trying to exercise all these muscles in my throat.
How did you learn these?
I talked to a doctor, actually a couple different people. And it's just a lot of trial and error and figuring out what works and what doesn't work. And
dedication, man. This is sheer dedication.
It's insanity, but I love it.
Well, you know what? I'm really happy that you found something where you feel like you can just let loose and be yourself and let that whole, like, animalistic, like, this is me, I'm going to rage. Do you kind of feel that way when you get up?
Oh, yeah. I'm me, and I'm let loose.
Oh, that's so cool. All right, now you got to tell us, since we are a radio station, what is your pump-up song?
Well, yeah, it used to be Bob O'Reilly. The Who, like Teenage Wasteland.
Ah, okay, yeah,
here in the fields, we fight for our meals. We don't tend to be forgiven. So, what else do I like? That's a good... All right, so also before... you probably... I get some heart, some flack for this one, but Donna Summers. I feel it's a good song. It's like I'm preparing myself for pain, and the only words in the song are like, I feel good, I feel good, I feel good, I feel love, I feel, and I'm like, my body's like, I'm getting ready to, I'm getting ready to put my body through hell, and yeah. I'm trying to feel good and get in that zone.
Oh, hell, well, love is the way. I always say, like, you know, decisions are made of fear and love. Choose love, and that will lead you to the hot dog eating championship of the world.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Well, thank you so much, Joey.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. And he's a pretty hilarious guy. I'm not going to lie. I had so much fun talking to him. Then he ended up coming on our show that afternoon. He was super gracious. He stopped by on his way home. So the man moved to Indiana. And when I asked him why, he said, I don't know, me and my girlfriend visited and really liked it. He chose to move from California to Indiana. And I'm telling you, he's a Midwest boy at heart. He loves eating here. He loves drinking beer here. He's just a couple hours away from here in Cincinnati, and he's going to be competing in the Oktoberfest competition coming up in the next Oktoberfest, whenever it is this year. It's the only one happening in the world because it is canceled in Munich. This is what Joey told me. Thanks, Joey, for coming on. Hope you love it, and everybody else, whatever it is you do today, make yourself proud.